is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness.
Good morning, and welcome to our morning devotions for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Reverend Shatan Darling, the rector of St. Andrew's Parish, Exuma. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Word of God, written in the Gospel according to John, chapter 5, verses 19 to 29. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. The Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you will be astonished. Indeed, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whomsoever he wishes. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life. Very truly, I tell you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself, and he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be astonished at this, for the hour is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and will come out, and those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and to those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel today speaks about the relationship between God and Jesus, the authority that has been given from Father to Son. Jesus tells them that he, the Son, can do nothing without God the Father. The Father loves the Son and allows him to do these great works. Life and judgment come through the Son because of the Father, and anyone who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father. Jesus shows his obedience and his humility to his Father. He can do nothing without God, and the same is true for us. We can do nothing that bears fruit and lasts without God, for it is in him that we live, move, and have our being. It is in God that we are created, saved, and empowered. John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5 reminds us, "Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing." Our belief in Jesus, in the sense of trusting in him, relying on him, clinging to him, is the path to eternal life. Listening to the words of Jesus, hearing and acting on them, and believing in God who sent him is the path to eternal life, because the Father and the Son are so united and connected in their work that we must believe in both. You cannot have one without the other. Jesus is our line, our bridge to God. I came across a list that states the ways to know that you are dying spiritually. 1, if the story of Jesus on the cross no longer moves you, you are in trouble. 2, you have left your first love, Jesus. You have abandoned and neglected your relationship with him. 3, the church services bore you. You've forgotten that worship is to offer praise and thanks to God. 4, you have no interest in saving souls, no interest in Jesus' top priority, which is to seek and save the lost. 5, worldly things attract you more than spiritual things. And Romans chapter 8 verse 6 reminds us, "To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace." 6, no participation in the work of the church, no seeking love, justice, peace, reconciliation, no seeking to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, care for the sick. 7, frequent absences at the worship services, neglecting to gather as the body of Christ to pray, support, and encourage one another. 8, failing to do what you know you should do. James chapter 1, verses 22 reminds us, "Be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves." And 9, fooling yourself, thinking you do not need God, do not need to be fed spiritually. If we can relate to any of those things, we have a problem. But the good news is that God gives us the opportunity to change and get things right. If you're listening to this right now, it means that you have an opportunity to make a difference. As we continue throughout this season of Lent, with our extra praying, fasting, almsgiving, acts of worship, I pray that we will make each day count. As we not only hear God's word and do God's word, but as we truly believe in God's word. Amen. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord our God, ever to find in you a very present help in trouble. When we are in the darkness of doubt or perplexity, shed your light upon our way. When we are burdened with the affairs of our daily life, lift us to the calm of your presence. When we are battling with temptation and the flesh is weak, by the might of your Spirit, make us strong to overcome. We ask these things through him in whom we are more than conquerors, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you for listening to our devotions. please share with as many persons as possible. And may God bless you.